Thanks for your patience. Are you primed for the second set? All right. If you're not, get primed. Few contemporary poets can really say they've made an impact on the culture. Our guest in the second set tonight, David Nelson, is one of those few. He is known as the father of rap for his contributions to poetry, particularly for his role developing the seminal cultural arts group, The Last Poets, in the 1960s. How many people remember The Last Poets? All right, this was one of the greatest, and still exists as one of the great performing arts ensembles ever. Before the term performance art existed, the men of The Last Poets were doing it. The Last Poets meshed ghetto language, oratory, and rhythms into powerful performance poetry. Their radical messages impacted their times, which were the 60s, and their stylistic fusion of music with a wit-inflected, streetwise, direct patter established a model for rap and other performance poetries of the 90s. Their message then and now was political and spiritual. The group took its name from one of David Nelson's poems and recorded numerous albums. Their 1969 documentary film, Right On, won an International Film Critics Award, and a Nelson poem, The Prophet, performed in the film, was dubbed as Performance of the Year by critics. Nina Simone recorded Nelson's Today is a Killer that same year, and other poems have been featured in cultural documentaries about the 60s ever since. In 1992, The Last Poets were honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award by the International Association of African American Music. Today, Mr. Nelson continues his work as a creative artist. We're blessed that he's living right here in St. Louis. He's active in poetry and drama circles and has recently served as creative consultant with performances of The Wiz and Ceremonies of Dark Old Men while he's been here. He writes, performs lectures, and works as an arts activist, developing a number of programs. Look for in the spring the Langston Hughes St. Louis World Black Poetry Festival, which will be a series of events beginning April 5th here at Duff's and running from the 11th through the 18th at venues all over the city. He was honored with a proclamation from the governor of Missouri in January 1998. Honoring his contributions to poetry and the dramatic arts. He'll be joined tonight by two of St. Louis' premier musicians, the Unity Arts Ensemble Duo, featuring John Norment on saxophone and Michael Nelson on percussion. So please welcome David Nelson and the Unity Arts Ensemble Duo. Here, conch shell blowing. Freedom sounds awakening, calling warriors. Hear conch shell blowing, freedom sounds awakening, calling warriors. That little haiku was recently written as I returned from St. Croix, where the conch shell is a symbol of the island.
So hear the conch shell blowing, freedom sounds awakening, calling warriors. Very happy to be here with you this evening to represent, and first of all, giving thanks to Michael Castro for bringing me here, to the Creator, even above and beyond all that, for allowing me to be here to represent. For without the Creator, I would not be here and have this breath to offer. To all of you for coming out, certainly to John Norman and Michael Nelson for accompanying me, the beautiful set that Cheryl and John Brooks did before. And to all of my brothers, I didn't get a chance to see. How many people here know something about the Last Poets? All right, so we got a few. I'm not going to give any history, but I always pay tribute because 31 years ago in May, quite by chance, I had just begun writing poetry, and I found myself in the midst of a poetry revolution, which is to this day going on. And the great things that Michael said could only hold true if the Creator put his hands around me and guided us into doing things that would affect people's lives. And so there are, for your information, 7 members of the Last Poets. And I always pay tribute to the Last Poets when I give a reading. And so I'd like to just pay this small tribute to the Last Poets by mentioning them. And some of you, those of you who know of the Last Poets will recognize. The first member I usually mention is Guylen Cain. And Guylen Cain is recognized as, he's in Amsterdam, Holland now, recognized as the poet of poets, the performer, taught us all how to perform. And one of the things that he said was, hey man, it's been done already. It's happened already. We was, is already, got taken out on our tribal rhythms so's they could learn us Western time, hung us from trees, our golden black bodies, the pendulum of their sick mentality. Hey man, we have died already. Everything dead inside you that could die, say we will. Say we will. Say we will. That's a sample of Guylen Cain. And Abio Dune Oyewole is known for saying, New York, New York, the Big Apple. New York, New York, the Big Apple. That's Abio Dune. Abio Dune. Let me give you just a little more Abio Dune, more contemporary. That's his old one. But right now, do you feel good about yourself? Or do you want to be somebody else? Or do you really care about your kind? Is there really anything on your mind? Do you feel good about yourself? Or do you want to be somebody else? Do you really care about your kind? Is there really anything on your mind? That's from the latest Last Poets CD, The Time Has Come, put out just 2 years ago. Abio Dune. And the third member of the Last Poets is Felipe Luciano that I pay tribute to. Felipe has this to say. Give me a chance to use my Spanish. Un rifle oración. Conflicto tradicional, pero lloro. Si dudar es vivir, pero cadenas son cadenas, son cadenas. Retrato de Ponce brincan en mi mente. Cuerpo cerrado en la calle. La consecuencia de ser libre es la muerte. Tiros y gritos. Y loca sonríe porque él sabe, sabe por qué. And it just simply says, a rifle, a prayer, traditional conflict, but I cry. Yes, the doubt is to live, but chains are chains. Our chains, Felipe Luciano. And then we have Brother Omar Bin Hassan, who loves to take observation about the famous N-word, which we take a little license because we're going to start off with my poem that deals with that. It's a word that has become applied to our people erroneously. But if you know the last poet, Umar bin Hassan said, niggas are players, niggas are players. Niggas play football, basketball, and baseball while the white man's cutting off their balls. Niggas run out of play, they play with themselves. But one thing about niggas I do not like, niggas are scared of revolution. Umar bin Hassan. And then we have the renegade of the last poets who's in London, England right now. And I say that, brother, who anyone who knows how to pray, need to pray for this brother. But we know his poetry. He is a fantastic poet and has more than any single member of the last poets contributed to the birth of the rap movement, because he was the rhyming poet of the last poets. And he said, on the subway, I dug the man digging on me. Now his mind was hung up in a mass of confusion as to who I was. You see, I could see my enemy, because I was once worked for him, body and soul, made him a pot of black gold off the sweat of my labor he stole. But his game has grown cold. We've broken a mental hole. Things must change. There's no limit to our range. He could never understand the new black man, 7th Avenue, 8th Avenue, BMTIND. He stares endlessly. He still hasn't dug me. He's on the brink, about to sink. I ask you, can I save him? Can he be saved? No. Next stop, 125th Street, Jalal Nuruddin. That's Jalal Nuruddin. And the final member that I pay tribute to of the last poets is the only one, the last member to join the last poets, and the only member to have left, who can no longer participate with us because he has left this plane of existence. But his spirit lives on, and his powerful words are, blessed are those who struggle. Oppression is worse than the grave. Better to die for a noble cause than to live and die a slave. I said it's better to die for a noble cause than to live and die a slave. That's Suleiman el-Hadi. Those are the six other members of the last poets. So what we want you to do as we prepare to do this set, let me just say a little bit about poetry. You see, in the African tradition, the poetry lives in the midst of the people. And I have published poems and books, but the reality of poetry is right here tonight with you. And all of my poetry together is one poem. This one poem, I call it Poetic Observations of Society's Trends. I'm on my post, POST, right here with you, because there's a war going on, and it's a war for the souls of humanity, and there's two sides to this war, and I'm standing on the side of righteousness. So everything that I'm doing tonight is inviting you into a stream, a poetic experience, and out of that experience, you ought to find some redemption for your soul. So come and join me. And, you know, it may cause you a little twinge every now and then. It might be a shoe that squeezes your foot. But it's poetry. Because poetry ought to be an economical way of having a uniquely moving experience. An economy of words that brings you into an experience. So a couple of poems I'll read. But for the most part, I'm just going to present them to you. And beginning with this poetic experience. First of all, is there anybody in here ready to go on a poetic experience? All right. That's all I need is enough people ready to go. So the first poem we're going to do is the poem that put the last poets on the map. And again, it gets into that N-word, and that's the only time in this whole set that I'm going to use that word. Because I think the less we use it, the quicker it'll die. But right now, young people have gotten into that. As a matter of fact, I didn't do this poem for quite some time. But then I saw that it was being used anyway. So the only place for the nigger to go is to death, because that's what the nigger's all about anyway. So here's Die, Nigger, Die. By the way, the poem that H. Rapp Brown titled his book after this poem. Walking down on 42nd Street, heard some white folks talking, had a riot yesterday, 10 niggas died. Say, what? 10 niggas died? Yeah, died, nigga. Went down to Whitehall Street, heard a sergeant reporting, lots of niggas died in Vietnam. Died, nigga, nigga died. Had to get away from niggas dying all the time. Went back up to Harlem, heard a school teacher say, niggas sure are dumb, almost like they're dead. Die, nigga. Everywhere you go, niggas dying. Niggas get shot, die, nigga. Niggas get lynched, die, nigga. Niggas dying with conked heads. Niggas dying in Ivy League suits. Niggas know how to die. Been dying for 400 years. Been practicing how to die. Even learned how to die in mansions now. Big office building. Fancy dying. Niggas love dying. Niggas get shot, die, nigga. Niggas get hung, die, nigga. Niggas get lynched, die, nigga. Niggas get tarred and feathered. Niggas get boiled in oil. Niggas get carried out of their own homes. Niggas watch their wives get raped. Watch their babies get stomped. Then niggas watch some redneck hunky stand over them and laugh. Laugh and talking about, die, nigga. Actually laughing, cigar in his mouth, wine bottle in his hand, laughing, talking about, die, nigga. Well, go on and die, nigga. You've been dying for 400 years. Niggas know how to die. Niggas don't know nothing else but dying. Niggas dream about dying. Niggas plan beautiful lives for when they're dead. Die, nigga. Nigga preachers tell niggas about heaven. Got to die first. Die, nigga. Niggas love dying. Been dying for 400 years. Niggas watch dying on TV. They love it. Die, nigga. Nigga preachers tell niggas about heaven. Got to die first. Niggas, niggas, niggas always trying to die. Niggas get lynched. Die, nigga. Niggas get tarred and feathered. Die, nigga. Niggas love dying. Niggas watch dying on TV. Niggas watch other niggas die. Niggas watched Emmett Till die. Niggas watched James Chaney die. Niggas watched Bobby Hutton die. Niggas watched Mega Evers die. Niggas watched Mac Parker die. Niggas watch niggas die. Niggas die. Niggas die. Niggas die. Niggas die. Niggas die. Die. Niggas die. Die. Niggas die. Die. Niggas die. 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 So black folks can take over. And you know, once black folks live, then they can bring out of that death life, because poetry is black. Is that what's happening? Yeah. Poetry is black. Poetry is black. It's black rhythm. You know, black rhythm is black poetry is black rhythm. It's black rhythm like you and me, moving and grooving and gliding and doing the shingling and black. Poetry is black people. Black people is black poetry is black people like you and me moving and grooving and gliding and doing the shingling and black. Poetry is Aretha Franklin and Ray Charles and black. Poetry is black rhythm, black rhythm, black rhythm, fast grooving rhythm, fast groovy rhythm, groovy, fast rhythm and slow and mellow rhythm too. You know, one, two, grooving and black. Poetry is black people running when it's time to run and walking when it's time to walk and grooving and grooving and groove on black people, groove on black people, because you are poetry and you are beautiful black folks. I'm telling you, groove on black people, because you are beautiful. You are poetry and you are beautiful. I'm telling you. Yeah. this being the season of, they call it Valentine's Day, but the opposite sex is whatever the day, you know, it's something about that. So we got this little expression of love, three love poems, because you got to make a place for love when you have a world like this. So our poems are done to the tune of Our Day Will Come. Black woman. Black woman. Black woman. I want to create a beautiful world for you, black woman. A world of beauty for beautiful you. A world where black women can bathe naked and unashamed in gentle streams. A world where poetry is you, black woman. Bathing in gentle rhythmic waves, I will create, 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 until I create that world for you, black woman. You smiling, the beginning of all things, like the sea caressed by moon fingers. If ever there was a beginning, it was you. Smiling waves moving in soft geometric patterns, forms blending into the subtle perfection of your body, glistening with crystal droplets of love's water and smiling even in tears. The waves come gently at times, but even the sea is made rough by the angry moon. And you are sometimes sadness, trying to harness that moon. But the sea is alive in your eyes, and the perfection of waves rolling in the cool light of a gentle moon is the rebirth of all things, like you, smiling. My heart captured your image, poised on the crest of the hill, sunlight haloing your face, streaks of light bursting from the dark night of your hair. Your lips, your hands weaving the wind into fresh cornrows, your lips kissing the somnolent sky. Awake, my heart captured your image, poised on the crest of the hill. Captured it, bathed in it, as you danced the autumn leaves into a chorus of colors. My heart captured your image, captured it, held it close to me, as I'm holding you now with this song of love. My heart captured your image until you invaded the very citadel, the stronghold of my heart. My heart captured your image until you captured my heart. Black woman, I want to create a beautiful world for you, black woman. A world of beauty for beautiful you. A world where black women can bathe naked and unashamed in gentle streams. A world where poetry is you, black woman, bathing in gentle rhythmic waves. I will create, 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 until I create that world for you, black woman. Yes, black woman. But you know, it's only when we have created a new world, that we can say we have our own world, because this is not my world that I'm living in. It's somebody else. Leon Thomas said 30 years ago, somebody else's idea of somebody else's world. So I say, God bless the child who's got his own, as we remember the things that are going on in this world. Them that's got will get. You know, Billie Holiday said, them that's not will lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news, mama may have, papa may have. God bless the child who's got his own. This is about Soweto. Two brothers walking. One trying to raise the other to a higher consciousness. Hey, brother, remember Soweto?
Say what?
Soweto, it's a township in South Africa. So what? Don't say so what. Say Soweto, so we too can live. Soweto, children's bodies thrown in the street. Cold, callous killers without conscience. Soweto, Soweto, we cry to you. Our newly become ancestors. We cry, and our tears are crystal spears that penetrate the minds of our oppressors and drive them insane. Soweto, 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 we cry our fervent prayers, reverently, repeatedly. Don't say so what. Say Soweto. Say Soweto. Say Soweto. Say Soweto. So we too can live. So we too can live. Remember Soweto. Remember Soweto. Because God bless the child who's got his own. You see, we gotta on this poetic journey, we gotta deal with death. Because this world that we live in is all about death. In case you hadn't found out yet. I mean, it won't be long before you're gonna have air for sale. You got water for sale already. You gotta drink the water. You gotta buy it to drink it. I mean, here we live on a place that your body is 90% water, the planet is 3/4 water, and all the water is polluted. You go in the grocery store and ain't no food. It's all semi-food, and artificial food. You can buy you some broccolina, yeah, cross between broccoli, and then you can buy you some fish or broccoli, a cross between the fish and the broccoli. It's a world about death. And so this little episode in our journey is four poems to the tune of Motherless Child that deal with that space between death and resurrection in the parable of the life of, they call him Jesus Christ, Yeshua, his Hebrew name, HaMashiach. Motherless child. from home. A long way from home. Between death and resurrection, Yeshua's in the tomb tonight. Tomorrow he will rise. The earth, his spirit's womb tonight, brings forth all nature's sighs. Love gestates in stone just now, soon to be born anew. Yeshua's in the tomb tonight, a gift laid there for me and you. But we're a long way from home. The beginning. God died. When I was 13 years old, I watched him carried away, limp, pale, turning away. I vomited, filling the air with unheard screams. I swallowed hard to avoid the taste of my anger, covered my mouth and wept silently without tears. Today, I saw life's rhythm throbbing in the face of my son, and I knew the beginning. But we're a long way from home. Four Birmingham girls. Southern earth eats our children. Winds cry, redemption! Cause we're a long way from home. I often sit and stare at the sea and dream dreams and hope hopes and wish wishes. And lately I listen to the wind sing. I listen to the wind sing as it dances a beautiful dance for me. But these moments never seem to last. They never last, never last too long, because after the singing, dancing wind, after the hopes and dreams and wishes, after you and me and a stolen moment of happiness, after a glimpse at the timeless natural universe, moving in effortless rhythm, comes the stark reality of today, today. Today comes grinning his fiendish, all-knowing grin. Today, his ugly face pressed firmly against mine. Today, staring at me with lifeless eyes. Today, washing away all memories of yesterday's seas, destroying hopes and dreams, crushing wishes. Today, 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 today is a killer. Four Birmingham girls, Southern earth, eats our children. Winds cry, redemption, the beginning. God died. When I was 13 years old, I watched him carried away, limp, pale, turning away. I vomited, filling the air with unheard screams. I swallowed hard to avoid the taste of my anger, covered my mouth, wept silently without tears. Today I saw life's rhythm throbbing in the face of my son, and I knew the beginning. Yeshua's in the tomb tonight. Tomorrow he will rise. The earth, his spirit's womb tonight, brings forth all nature's sighs. Love gestates in stone just now, soon to be born anew. Yeshua's in the tomb tonight. A gift laid there for me and you. But we are a long way from home. A long way from home. on the left. Lament, lament. John, that's the lament. Right now, on this journey, we move into the heart of what people call the ghetto, the neighborhood, the place where the peoples are. Try to understand what's happening. And if you've ever been in the ghettos of America, then you can identify with this struggle that's referred to here. And it goes like this. Black bodies on the line. Always trying to survive, y'all. Sometimes having close calls. Can't see the writing on the dirt walls. Stepping lightly to avoid the deep falls. The traps that snap upon our tender minds, teaching us to love crap and to hate our own kind. Gold of the ghetto never been refined. Staying rough, thinking it's enough to be strong and tough. Forgetting love, forgetting God and his ways above. Living by the laws of the street. Moving to some mean beat. Survival of the fit. Careful or you take a hit. Lives stuck together with dirt and spit. That's it. Black bodies on the line. Always trying to survive, y'all. Sometimes having close calls. Can't see the writing on the dirt walls. Stepping lightly to avoid the deep falls. Moms on food stamps and welfare. Daddy gone and broke camp. Can't be found nowhere. Underneath the street lamp where we say our best prayer. Baby brother dealing dope done got shot in the head. Baby sister lost hope, won't get out of bed. Whole neighborhood's a war zone. Calling hits from the car phone. Black bodies on the line. Always trying to survive, y'all. Sometimes having close calls. Can't see the writing on the dirt walls. Stepping lightly to avoid the deep falls. We gotta learn how to find our way. Gotta learn to discern the way out of all this pain. Learn how to turn this loss to gain. Living under strain so much we can't contain the anger that we sometimes feel for one another. All this heat and passion driving us to kill our brother. Black bodies on the line, always trying to survive. Y'all, sometimes having close calls. Can't see the writing on the dirt walls. Stepping lightly to avoid the deep falls. We gotta learn how to really live our life. See it clearly like a cut from a sharp knife. Elevate our mind to God's mind on high. Then he'll teach us to discern the devil's lie. Won't have to try to pry into some message of some pie in the sky. We'll have our feet on God's true path. Then we'll learn some godly math. One and one is more than two when the two is God and you. Black bodies on the line. Black bodies on the line. Elevate your mind. Black bodies on the line. Learn to love your own kind. Black bodies on the line. Black bodies on the line. Gold of the ghetto needs to be refined. Black bodies on the line. Black bodies on the line. God will teach you some godly math. Then you'll be on God's true path. Black bodies on the line. Black bodies on the line. Let the Creator elevate your mind. Black bodies on the line. Black bodies on the line. Stop just trying to survive, y'all. Let God lead you from them deep falls. Teach you to walk tall. Black bodies on the line. black souls and bodies on the line, y'all. Black souls and bodies on the line. On the line. This poem I just wrote while I was in St. Croix, and it's like this. Like I said, we're taking a journey into a world out of this present world that's dying, into a new world that those spirits that can grasp the message of the Creator on high have created. Somehow, somebody in this audience has to be touched to say, I want to build a new world. I don't want to live in a world where I can't breathe the air. Well, you can't live in it. It'd be not too long. You need air. I don't want to live in a world where I can't drink the water. So this is called Passion, Compassion. In order to build a new world, we need passion. In order to live in it together, we must have compassion. Passion, compassion. Two words, same root, separated only by the prefix com. Passion, the root of change. Fire burns, 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 fire burns with passion. Consuming wood, hay, stubble, consuming dross, leaving only purity of gold. Armies move with passion, destroying one another, claiming lands and overturning cultures. Lovers unite in passion, wrapping love's carnal robes of, wrapping love's incarnal robes of ecstasy's delight. Values, lands, and loves moved by hearts filled with passion. Rise and fall, rising and falling, flowing on with time's advance. Passion, root of change, fire burns. Fire burns, fire burns, fire burns with passion. Passion, compassion, two words, same root, separated only by the prefix. Calm. Compassion, meek and tender loving care applied. A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love that rains down compassion. Clouds burst with compassion over drought-stricken lands, bringing life and healing rains to soothe cracked and parched roots of life. Rulers and judges show compassion, opening storehouses and holding back the harshness of law's judgment. Passion, root of change. Compassion, rains that water thirsty roots. Passion, compassion, two words, same root, separated only by the prefix com. Come, C-O-M, C-O-M. See the transformation of fire to rain. Consuming heat to life-giving flow. See, om, own the perfect sound. Holy utterance, divine intelligence spoken into being. Om, voice of creation speaking life. Eye of the cosmic storm, silent center of the cosmic symphony. Om, music surrounds us. Compassion, compassion. C-O-M, see Om, see peace, see creation, see creative energy. Given body, given human form. See Om. See Om, passion, peaceful fire burning, eternal flame soaring from the heart of God. Passion, root of change, compassion, rain to water thirsty roots. Passion, compassion, two words, same root, connected, separated only by the prefix Om. Compassion, compassion, come as in community, common, communion, people sharing, caring, breaking bread, drinking from a single cup, community, 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 a group of people bound together by a common thread of unity, come as in community, come as in common, come as in communion, and compassion, come, the prefix that separates, restrains the flame of passion. Passion, compassion, two words, same root, separated only by the prefix. Calm. Passion rains to water thirsty roots, refreshments for beloved of God. Yah, God moves with passion to create a holy world. God, Yah, moved by passion to invite us to learn his ways and exercise dominion in his world. Passion, compassion, two words, same root, separated, joined by a holy sound. Come. The poem that was dubbed the performance of the year, called The Prophet, inspired by Richard Wright's poem called The Thing, about a lynching. This is From the Heart of a Lynching, The Prophet. And God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water. The fire next time. Raining, 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 raining sorrow, raining sorrow, raining sorrow and tears, tears, raining sorrow and tears, tears, tears burning, raining sorrow and burning tears, tears burning, sorrow raining and the lash, sorrow raining, tears burning, tears burning flesh and the lash, the lash, the lash burning flesh and the pain and flames burning, 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 burning and water, water cooling, water cooling flames, water cooling flames into mist and a face in the mist, a voice in the mist, an eastern star face in the mist, and a voice in the mist. There will be no more white Christmas. The earth has been too long covered with layers of snow, snow that freezes the pulse that moves in the womb of the earth. There will be no more white Christmas. The snow, the earth mother screams at night as dead children explode from her depth in volcanic fury. There will be no more white Christmas. The snow that falls will be colored with blood. Bloody tears from the lash-scarred clouds, crying in anger at the deaths of their children. There will be no more white Christmas. The earth will be blanketed with bloody snow. And the hot earth flesh will melt the snow into rivers of blood. And the bloody rivers will flow to the sea. And the sea will leap in warriors' frenzy to meet the rivers and darken the earth. And the howling winds singing war song to the frantic rhythm of the throbbing earth, now a pulsing war drum, beating the air in the sheets of flames, red and yellow, orange and blue, hot with ageless anger, leaping to the heavens in a symphony of sounds, sung to the sun in cries and screams and moans and oaths and ahs and ahs and ahs and ahs. I am the prophet. I am a spirit in the world, the living voice of departed spirits. I'm Denmark Vesey and Toussaint Louverture, Marcus Garvey. I'm Lumumba. I'm Bird and Lady Day, Malcolm and Martin Luther King. I poet, I sorcerer, I magician, I am the magi. I have walked in raining sorrow and burning tears, have felt the lash burning flesh and the pain, have been cooled into mist by the sacred waters. I walked in the shadow of pyramids and the Sphinx. I've seen that bright eastern star snatched from the heavens and buried in snow. I've seen life trapped in the deep caverns of the earth by deadly whiteness. I've seen the lash. I've felt the lash burning flesh and the pains. I felt the burning sorrow and watched the rising mist, parting to reveal that eastern star replaced in the heavens, that star bathing the earth in natural light, radiating prophetic visions. There will be no more lash-scarred flesh, no more pain. There will be no more white Christmas. There will be life.
Take it out.
And finally, to end this up, just a little definition based on my connection with the hip-hop movement. It's called the Father of the Rappers. And it goes like this. Get it? I'm the father of the rappers, and I come to say you have to learn to rap in a certain way. You can't be all boogie, can't be all play. You got to check out the scene and have something to say. You need to use lively colors, not commercialized gray, and educate the people to a brand new day. Because I was rapping before they were born, and I'll be rapping after they're gone. Because I'm rapping about the dawn. There's a new freshness coming on. I've been rapping a long time, rapping about victims accused of crime, rapping about life, not fantasy of mine, how folks in the ghetto overcome slime, young folks building their life on dope, old folks living without any hope, people partying to ease the pain, we almost drowned in purple rain, forgot about forefathers whipping chain, mine so lost is a crying shame, but I was rapping before they were born, and I'll be rapping after they're gone, cause I'm rapping about the dawn. There's a new freshness coming on. rapping so we can find some truth. Together, we could be trouble-proof. Rapping about folks, not about jokes, about folks in the ghetto struggling for life. Young boys carrying a gun and a knife. Old folks scared to go outside. People living without any pride. Lots of folks like to party today. Most of them just running away. Trying to escape by staying high. Meanwhile, life is passing them by. When you understand life, know the real deal, that's when you can party for real. Because I'm the father of the rapper. Come to say you have to learn to rap in a certain way. You can't be all boogie, can't be all play. You got to check out the scene and have something to say. You need to use lively colors, not commercialized gray, and educate the people to a brand new day. Because I was rapping before they were born, and I'll be rapping after they're gone. Because I'm rapping about the dawn. There's a new freshness coming on. Rapping about the dawn. There's a new freshness coming on. We're rapping about the dawn. There's a new freshness coming on. Ain't you rapping about the dawn? There's a new freshness coming on. New freshness coming on. Rapping about the dawn. Thank you very much.